This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has chosen California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, making her the first black woman and first person of Indian descent to be nominated for a major party's ticket. Harris was born in California to a Jamaican-born father and an Indian-American mother. She was elected California's Attorney General in 2010, and in 2017, she became only the second black woman elected to the U.S. Senate. Harris is 55. Her age is an asset in the current race, where Biden, if elected, will become the country's oldest president. He is 78. Belarus opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday she fled to neighboring Lithuania after a second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsikhanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. Earlier Tuesday, Lithuania's foreign minister tweeted that Tsikhanouskaya was in his country and safe. She went into hiding ahead of Sunday's election after police detained several members of her staff. However, she re-emerged to cast her ballot. Official results gave Lukashenko 80% of the vote and Tsikhanouskaya just under 10%. Lukashenko has been in power for 26 years. He warned on Monday that opposition protesters would face a tough crackdown. Video of the clashes show protesters being beaten by police with batons. Police also used stun grenades, tear gas, and water cannon. Police said Monday one protester died in the country's capital, Minsk, when he tried to throw an explosive device. VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Tuesday visited the Patton Museum and a memorial in the Czech city of Plzeň, commemorating the U.S. role in liberating Central Europe during World War II. The top U.S. diplomat's trip comes as the Trump administration looks to confront Russian and Chinese economic and geopolitical competition in Europe. In addition to Plzeň, Pompeo is traveling to Slovenia, Austria, and Poland. The trip comes as the Pentagon prepares to move forward with a plan to pull almost 12,000 troops from Germany and redeploy part of the U.S. forces to Poland and other NATO nations, raising concerns at home and in Europe, even as senior officials defend it as a strategic necessity. Ambassador Philip Rieker, the State Department's acting Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs, said Pompeo will discuss with his counterparts the just-completed U.S.-Poland Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement that provides a framework to further strengthen broad transatlantic security. The defense deal enables the United States for rotational presence of an additional 1,000 U.S. troops to enhance deterrence against Russia and strengthen NATO, and to assure allies, officials say. About 4,500 U.S. personnel are already on rotation in Poland. The Taliban reaffirmed Tuesday its commitment to ending violence in Afghanistan while emphasizing that a comprehensive ceasefire has to be discussed during intra-Afghan peace negotiations due to begin later this month. The proposed talks are an outcome of the agreement the United States sealed with the Taliban in February to end the nearly 19-year-old Afghan war. The way to the long-delayed peace negotiations between Afghan warring sides was cleared on Monday when the country's president, Ashraf Ghani, signed a decree to release a last group of 400 Taliban prisoners to complete a controversially marred prisoner swap with the insurgents, as stipulated in the U.S.-Taliban deal. The agreement requires all American and coalition forces to leave Afghanistan by July 2021 in exchange for the Taliban's anti-terrorism commitments and a pledge to negotiate peace with other Afghan factions. Cleanup workers working on the oil spill off the island of Mauritius say sea life is dying as a result of the spill of a reported 1,000 tons of oil. The Japanese tanker MV Wakashio hit a coral reef on the southeast coast of Mauritius on July 25th. Last week, the tanker began leaking. The government has declared a state of emergency and now is working with France, its former colonial ruler, to reduce the effects of the oil spill. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.